Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. Training camp is now underway for the Seattle Seahawks. There are a lot of changes this year, and there may be more as the team works to try to keep free safety Earl Thomas. He's holding out for a contract extension and more money. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the storylines he's following, which include the return of Russell Wilson.
The quarterback is back, and everyone thinks, well, that's all taken care of. No, it really isn't, because Pete Carroll was sufficiently dissatisfied with Russell's performance to fire Daryl Bevel, the offensive coordinator, and the line coach, Tom Cable. It wasn't all about Russell, but I think the new guys coming in, Brian Schottenheimer is the new offensive coordinator, Mike Solari is the new line coach. I think a part of their responsibilities is getting more out of Russell. And a lot of people say, well, how much more can he do? Well, sometimes he does too much, and there's other times, like in the first quarter, when he doesn't do enough. The Seahawks led in the first quarter last year only five times, and two of those were 2-0 and 3-2. They get into a ditch, and then Russell tends to try to work his way out, and he does brilliantly in the fourth quarter. But the Seahawks can't rely on magic. They need to be a much more sustainable offense than they were. They need to get out ahead, because it changes the game when you're in the lead early. And I think that's a big impetus for Carroll to make the coaching changes to try to get something more out of Russell Wilson than he's already providing.
One of the problems for him was the lack of a running game last season, and the Seahawks announced in the offseason they have a plan to fix that.
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll see if they implement it, but it began with the first-round draft choice, Rashad Penny of San Diego State. It's remarkable that they took a running back first. The only other times in Seahawk history that that's happened was with Kurt Warner in the 80s and then in the 90s with Sean Alexander. So it's a big deal to take a running back so early, because they are vulnerable assets, and you don't necessarily want to do that for a running back who might only last 3 or 4 years. You want 8, 10, 12-year players with your first-round pick. But the Seahawks have an urgency to reestablish the running game. He's not Marshawn Lynch, but if he can just be NFL average, it would be a real upgrade from what happened a year ago when they finished 23rd overall in rushing, and most of those yards came from Russell Wilson. Got to stop that. Got to have the running back get the running yards. So that's going to be priority, I think, number two behind Russell.
Well, they have some holes on the defense as well. They have a new defensive coordinator in Ken Norton Jr., who's returning to the team after being gone for a bit. But a lot of the big names on the defense are gone, too.
It is going to be weird looking out on that defense and seeing no Michael Bennett, no Cliff Averill, no Richard Sherman. These guys have been fundamental to the success of the Seahawks. And Carroll's number one priority has always been defense, and he always wants the secondary, the cornerbacks and safeties, to be great. And these guys are going to be average this year. And then the biggest issue with the defense is that they have so many people of lesser experience, and they have a suspect pass rush, that this could be a middle-of-the-road thing. I don't know that Pete's ever had a defense like that in Seattle. I mean, he normally likes to go full dress on the defensive side, but he's going out here in flip-flops and shorts this year. So I think those three elements are the biggest stories in Seahawks camp. If they can get the defense going early with the new people, it's going to be decisive early part of the schedule. They've got to stay relevant and at least 500, because the NFC West as a division is much improved all the way around. So it's going to be high drama this year, because there's never been a makeover like the Seahawks have done this year with this team.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.